Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Tuesdays suck, but they don't have to.
Smile with all the feels with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
We always say you got to take responsibility for the energy you bring into your space, which is why we do all the feels every Tuesday. And I wanted to submit a story quickly. You probably saw this. It was Morehouse College in Atlanta, where I'm from, and the commencement speaker basically said, I'm going to pay off all your student loans.
Yeah, and everyone that graduated.
And that's like, I think over $40 million he's going to pay.
That's insane.
I saw that, and I literally got tears in my eyes, because what a beautiful gift to give to those graduates. And more billionaires who are going to do commencement speeches, where you at?
Yes.
Step up.
Come on.
P.S. I graduated from Morehouse College in 2019.
No, you did not.
No.
No, okay. You didn't.
Tabitha in Lakeland, what's the good news in your life?
I went to college with my AA, but I also am graduating high school.
Yay!
Wow, wow, wow. You've been like doing double duty over there.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. I'm actually graduating with 69 college credit courses.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, I hear about this. I mean, you do hear about it, right? And you meet people that say they've done this like you. And I just don't understand how. Like, that's how not with it I am.
Holly, you just have to be smart.
Yeah, okay.
We don't apply to that.
I know we don't, but I don't even know how you do it. Like, it just seems like you're a
smart
magician.
No, you're just smart. You're just smart, and
I
you do it.
Guess so.
So what's next for you, Tabitha? I mean, are you going to run for well, you can. You're not 35 yet, but I'm sure when you get there, you will be. But what's next for you? State Senate?
No. Actually, I'm just going to USF St. Pete to go for my bachelor's and master's.
The future of our world right here. You got to run for president, okay? You got to run for president with an attitude. It's the people that don't want power are the people that we want in power.
Correct.
All right. Well, congratulations, Tabitha. We are cheering you on, and I'll vote for you in a few years, okay?
Thank you.
Scott in Tampa, what is the good news in your life?
I actually just met my girlfriend for the first time last week in Miami. We've been talking for about 3 months, and we actually were able to get together for the first time, and, you know, I decided to make her my girlfriend there, and it was pretty awesome. She's super, super amazing, super fun. I went clubbing for the first time with her, and we had such an awesome time, such an awesome experience.
So how in the world had you been, how did you meet 3 months ago?
To be honest, we met on Instagram. We, like, literally commented on the same meme page, and her comment was right above mine, and it's so funny because we, like, had a super funny conversation about how men are trash.
Oh.
And and so from there, honestly, like, you know, we just, like, I DM'd her, and, you know, we kind of talked and, you know, just really became close, and then, you know, we kind of, like, planned to meet up, and she went to Miami, and I was like, you know what, fine, I'll drive 5 hours to come see you, you know, to see how awesome she is in person, and, you know, it just took off from there.
So here's my question. When you start in a long-distance relationship like that, what's the end goal here? Are you moving to where she is? Is she moving here to Tampa Bay?
I think that she would like to move here. I mean, she really likes the Florida weather, and, you know, I definitely think that, you know, obviously she's a little more mobile than I am, but, you know, I think honestly at the end of the day, I mean, if you love the person enough, I mean, obviously it's a little early to say that, but
how old are the two of you?
Yeah.
She's 22 and I'm 21.
All right. Well, listen, if there's any time in your life to go on an adventure like that.
There you go. That's exactly it.
That is it.
You
listen,
got an adventure on the way.
Listen, when I was 21, I was talking to a guy who lived in Latvia.
You talked to Victor in Latvia.
I did. His name was literally Victor.
Victor.
And I was going to fly over there. My mom said, I wish a bleep would.
Okay.
And I did not. But you know what? Try it out and see what happens. I could have been living in Latvia.
Also, Miami is not Latvia.
That's true.
Okay,
it's a lot closer.
Yeah. No, it's not. I mean, it was lit. I'm not even going to lie. And it was a heck of a fun time. And it really got to show me, like, how fun she is. But
oh, no.
Really
okay.
Don't worry, Miguel. Nothing happened. Wait.
No, I'm sure she showed you all the fun in Miami. Well, that's awesome, Scott.
Okay.
All right.
All right. I don't know. I mean, it's giving me the feels. I feel something.
Okay, real quick. Okay, we got blown off at 8:45.